Well, all I ever get here is just a barbecue plate.
Okay.
I just get the chopped barbecue and they make really, I think, a pretty good French fries here, you know, with the skins on them.
Well, they fry beautifully, clearly.
Yeah.
And
I'll get anything fried.
So I would get the plate. Now you'll notice that this place is a little expensive for a barbecue place.
Quite.
He puts a lot of hand work into this. I mean, he works like a dog. And he doesn't have family that's coming up, so this place will close one day. And it's a real shame, but he gets on the phone, finds hickory logs, or like when they're clearing land or whatever, has them trucked up here, cuts them up with a chainsaw, splits them, gets the wood, carries the wood in there, builds the fire in the fireplace by hand, shovels the coals. He won't use anything but hickory. Shovels it under the meat. You know, he has pits that pull out on wheels, or on some kind of, not on wheels, but on some kind of a pull out system.
Right.
And so where he can turn the shoulders after several hours.
Right.
And if he's doing a catering, he'll do a whole pig or a half pig on there too, and then push it back in. But I mean, you'll notice it's a real intense hickory flavor. Some people, it's almost too much, you know, because it. But since he's here, I mean, he can probably let you look at his pits. But I mean, it's the real deal. It's about as old-fashioned as it gets.
I want to pay more now that he told me all that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, tip good.
That's why it's as expensive as it is. But some people want to rip you off. I never feel like I'm getting ripped off here. I'm willing to pay it because I know what goes into it.
Anybody?
He comes in here at 3 o'clock in the morning. As soon as he gets his meat on, he comes in here, starts making his own ice cream. He makes all his own desserts. You know, I mean, this place looks like a dump, but just the desserts. I mean, everything is homemade. They had a fire here about a year ago. Gosh, people were so upset. They thought the place had burned down. It really kind of burned up some of the ceilings. So they had volunteers come in here and say, let us help you fix it.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Please, just open back up. We'll do anything.
Do what we have to do.